Okay, today's daf is Bikurim Daf Vav, and we are on the bottom of Hema Beis, up to the sixth daf here in Maseches Bikurim. There's three perek Masechta. Interesting, in the Mishnayos there's a fourth perek, but maybe we'll talk about that at a later date. But the Mishnah said on Daf Hema Beis, if you remember, we're speaking about whether a ger or gioris brings bikurim. So once that came up, so the Mishnah also spoke about whether which is the type of gioris that a kohen is not allowed to marry. Along the way, and then the Mishnah said in the second half of the Mishnah, other people who are left out of the kriya, mivian velo karin, apotropis, eved, isha, shliach, tumtum, androgynous, all of those. So yesterday the Mishnah quoted. The Mishnah had the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov held, as long as we know a kohen cannot marry a gioris. What is the definition of a gioris? So a woman who converts, that's for sure a gioris, and that everybody agrees is usher to a kohen. What if she is not a gioris, but she has gioris parents? So that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov held. As long as one of the parents is not ger gioris, then the kohen can marry that daughter. As long as one of the parents has a pure Jewish lineage, the Blessed Ben Yaakov says, then that woman can marry a kohen. The Shulchan Aruch in Zion Chaf Aleph. Again, we'll have to see this all the shitas, but the Shulchan Aruch Ger Shenasa Gioris V'Yalda Bas Lo Tinasi Lechadchila LeKohen. Right, Lechadchila, like Blessed Ben Yaakov. Right, a ger and a gioris got married. And now they have a daughter, so that daughter should make on the chachila afilu bazbita at kamadoros afal pisha rasa v'leidasa v'kedusha, even though she was born Jewish, right? Jewish parents, but they're both gioris. V'mnisei is the kohen lo teitze. But if she did get married, lo teitze, because b'di'eved will rely on this shita, as we'll see, another shita, even if without any of the parents. But lechadchila, we've had Elazar ben Yaakov. Lechadchila to have at least one parent, pure Jew. Vim yesh batzad echad shel Yisrael. Could go and ger shenasi Yisraelis. Oh, Yisrael shenasi gioris. Habas muteres lekohen lechadchila. So that's what we pass, like Elazar ben Yaakov. That's what we paskin lechadchila, like Elazar ben Yaakov. As long as one of the parents is pure Jew, so then a kohen can marry her. V'huadin l'mishuchrar shenasi Yisraelis, o Yisrael shenasi mishuchraris. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Zayin, Sif Chaf Aleph. Again, the beginning of Evan Ezer have all the rules about who you can marry, who you cannot marry. So that's what Elazar ben Yaakov. But really, there are three shitas. Really, there are three shitas in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara now, Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer v'chulu, Taman taninan, there we learned, there in the Mishnah, in Kiddushin, we learned that there are three shitas, who is the kohen allowed to marry. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bas ger zachar, kabas chol zachar. Rabbi Yehuda says, it goes by the father. It goes by the father. If the father is a ger, then that's passed down to the daughter. And if the father is a Jew, is a born Jew, is a purebred Jew, so then that's passed down to the daughter as well. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Blessed Yaakov, we had in the Mishnah. Blessed Yaakov says, either parent. Rabbi Yossi in that Mishnah over there holds, even, that's the what we paskin b'di'evet, as we just saw. Even if both parents are gerim, it's okay. And that's what we said, b'di'evet, if the kohen marries this girl who is a born Jew, right, she was born, her parents were both Jewish when she was born, but because they're both gioros, lechadchila, she shouldn't marry a kohen, but with the eved, she could stay married. So where are all those shitas from? So v'kulan mikra echad heim darshin, all three of these shitas, again, the Yerushalmi didn't quote all three, but all three of these shitas are arguing, or so to speak, have a different understanding of this pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel. So again, it's not that this is a makar from Sefer Yechezkel. Yechezkel has a whole parak there all about the halachas of a kohen, and you got to work it out because some of those halachas, or some of the psukim, don't seem to be what we pass on the halacha in terms of a kohen not being able to marry more than some people and a kohen gadol. But the pasuk there says, Almana grusha lo yikru lahem lenashim, almana and grusha. Almana is only for a kohen gadol. Right? That's one of the questions I'm first trying to figure out. Almana is mutter to a kohen hedyot. But the pasuk there says, Almana grusha lo yichu lehem lenashim, ki im besulos mizera beis Yisrael, v'ha almana asher tiyeh, almana mikohen yikachu. Okay, but it says there, ki im besulos mizera beis Yisrael. And even though that pasuk is in the Torah, in Emor, Besula is only a Kohen Gadol. But again, not for now. Look at the Mefarshim there, the Radak, the Malbim, trying to figure out how that Pasuk in Yechezkel connects to what we pasuk in Lahalacha. But the Pasuk says, Kim Besula Mizera Bezia Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ach Yehu Aviyami Yisrael. What does it mean, Mizera Beis Yisrael? Until her father. Until her father is Yisrael, patrilineal. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ach Yehu Aviyah O Imam Yisrael. Either one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ad Sheyivaldu B'Kedushas Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you know what it means, Zera Yisrael? If she's born Jewish. She's born Jewish, that's good enough for a Kohen. And again, we paskin that way, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, Bidi Evet. Once the marriage took place, so then they could stay married. Rabbi Shimon Omer, there's a fourth Shita that now the Gemara quotes, though it's not in that Mishnah there. Rabbi Shimon Yechai, it's quoted in the Brises. Rabbi Shimon Yechai says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Sheyivu Besulam B'Kedushas Yisrael. Until she brings besulim. What does that mean? Chazal assume that the hymen is fully developed at age 3. And there's halachas about pre and post age 3. Rabbi Shimon says, if a girl converts less than 3 years old, she can marry a Kohen. Even if she herself converts. Even if she was born a guy. Her mother was not Jewish. If she converts less than 3, so then that is good enough. How could a 2-year-old convert? So that's the sugi in the beginning of Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph, Ger Katan. Ger Katan matbilin oso al das bezdin. Ger Katan, we somehow supply the das. Obviously, a 2-year-old doesn't have das. And there's a machlokas in the discussion there, and they're showing him, is she converting with a parent, without a parent? But that's the big sugya, and that's where the Rishonim discuss, Tosfos and the Rashba and others, is that Zechia? The Gemara there seems to say it's based on Zechia. Meaning this is a merit for this child. Is it Zechia? Is it Shlichus? There's no Shlichus by a Katan. Is there Zechia by a Katan? So that's a big discussion there. Is it only Midrabanan? Okay, but that's the sugya of Ger Katan. So Rabbi Shimon says, a girl who converts less than 3 years old can marry a Kohen. Right, that's the his shita. Tani in the Brisa says, "B'shem Rabbi Shimon Giores Bechuzma Shalosh Shana V'Yom Echad Shen Is Gaira Kshira L'Kuhuna." Right, converted less than 3 years old, she is Kshira L'Kuhuna. Kshira L'Kuhuna Shene Emar. And the so what should you say? We just said what's the source? That's the Pasuk in Yechezkel, right? We just quoted how he understands Zera Beis Yisrael. That means as long as that's enough for Rabbi Shimon, as long as she's 3 years old, by the time she is Jewish. But the Gemara here, the Brisa here, quotes a different pasuk as the Makar. Shene Amar, maybe the Marafolda says, maybe the pasuk in the Torah is needed, obviously because it's a Din Daraisa, the pasuk in Yechezkel is just being Megala, or it's just a question of how you have to understand the pasuk in Yechezkel based on the pasuk in Pinchas, right? The Marafolda here is going to say, Iker hadrasha minachyu lachem. The Iker pasuk is the pasuk we're about to quote from the Torah. Elo ditzarech lafarish kradi Yecheskel. But what we just said is how he explains the pasuk in Yecheskel shelo yikshelav. So you don't ask, what does he do with the pasuk in Yecheskel? So Yecheskel is not a real makar. It's just that he has to figure out how to read that. But what's the real makar? As follows. Shenemar. Because it says, by Midian, when the Jews beat the defeated Midian, it says they brought back the very young girls. Everybody else they didn't bring back. Right, the very young girls that you can bring back, they can live for you. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai understands that for you, you can marry them. You can marry them. And Upinchas imayin. And Pinchas was amongst them, amongst the warriors. Right, Pinchas was in the fight. And therefore, if Pinchas, who was a Kohen, is allowed to marry any of these young girls, it must be that these young girls are mutter to a Kohen. V'rabbanin, so what about the other shitas that don't hold like Rabbi Shimon? How do they understand this pasuk of hachayu lachem? V'rabbanan hachayu lachem la'avadim l'shvachos. Doesn't mean that you marry them. It means you, la'avadim, you could take these little girls and you could use them to mate, and you know, they can marry your avadim u'l'shvachos, or you could use them as shvachos. They'll be for you, but not dafka to marry. Stop there for a moment. Who do we paskin like? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. We generally do not paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Right, Betheirish. If a girl converts even less than 3 years old, we do not paskin that way. But what's the machlokas about between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon? Right, we said yesterday that the according to the Bavli, according to most, the reason that a Kohen cannot marry a Gioris. It doesn't say the word Gioris in the Torah, right? It says Grusha. It says Almana by Kohen Gadol. It says Zona. So what is the halachic status of a Zona? So a Zona might be somebody who might have been promiscuous or somebody who has the halachic status of a Zona. Nivel al Apostola is, even if it's not her fault, Nivel al Apostola, if a Goy is Boel a Jew, then that girl is Nivel al Apostola, she could never marry a Kohen. So what's the root issue about Rabbi Shimon if she converts before 3 years old? So Rashi in Kiddushin, in Yevamos on Daf Samach Amid Beis, Rashi says, what's the svar for Rabbi Shimon? She's Ksher Lekuhuna, to lo machzakinan leg bizona. Because you don't assume that anything happened before 3 years old. And therefore, lo machzakinan lo zona, she's not a zona, and therefore what she included, there's nothing to answer her. That's Rashi. The question is, though, that if that's what Rabbi Shimon says, so what's the machlokas? The Rabbanan hold, she is? You are choshesh. So all the Rishonim there quote Rashi and say, that can't be the machlokas. About Zona, Venira says the Rashba, and this is in Yevamos Daf Samach. She is Kiku LeRashi LeFarish Kain. Why does Rashi say that? Because the Gemara later on, Midabrina Leila, come on, because the Gemara later on that Daf Hachiyasha Bishlam Hasam Sofa Leos Beula Tachtav Hacha Sofa Leos Zona Tachtav Alma LeRabbanan the Pligi Leiter Shemayachai Tamaya Mishim Zona. It must be that the Rabbanan who argue that she already has the status of a Zona, even if she converts less than 3 years old. Says the Rashba, the Tamiya Lituva, to habia pechusimi bashal shanviya mechad, ein habia. Whatever happens before 3 years old, even if you want to say like in the olden days, like Rivka Imenu was taking the water from the well when she was 3 years old, and you know, today's 60 is yesterday's 40, you know, in those days, 3 was that 18. So, but even so, anything that happens before 3 years old is not halachic, not halachically meaningful, significance at the Rashba. As we know, the Mishnah Nida says, if something happens before 3 years old, what's called bisuleha chozrin, means that literally the hymen grows back or any type of damage will be regenerated. So, the Rabbanan can't be because, oh, we're choshesh, it can't be. Again, for sure, the issue, the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Bar-Yochai and the Rabbanan, is a machlokas on a daraisa level. Not on a drabanan level, are we choshesh whether something happened. Rabbi Chulu, and he continues. The machlokas is about how to understand the psukim. Like we have here, Hachyu Lachem, Lavada, how do you understand the Pasuk? It's not an issue of Zona or not Zona. So he says, Alma Bigzeras Hakasav Talia Milsa, Ubi Pirusha Dekra Pligi, Velo Bigzeras Nusdra Rabbanan. V'yavagav the Divrei Kabbalahain, and even though it's based on Psukim, possibly in Navi, Daraisa Ninu El Dasi Yecheska Vagali. So the Machlokas is not on a Shashdra Rabbanan level, because anything before 3, doesn't make a difference. It's a daraisa issue. The question is, how to darshan psukim? And that's what Shabbat Chayashita, that if there's a conversion before 3 years old, that would be enough for a Kohen. That idea of Sulei Chozrin, though, is a Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi in Nedarim, and I think in Ksubis also. And that is, if something happens before 3 years old, Sulei Chozrin. But the Yerushalmi adds in an element, and the Shach quotes this in Yeridea. What does the Yerushalmi say? What happens if a girl... something happens to a girl, she's 3 years old. She's 3 years old, and then something, she has some type of injury, let's say. And to the psulim, she's 3 years old, like a week after her third birthday. And then Beis Din decides to add on a month to the year. And therefore, she's less than 3. Right? Beis Din added on a month to the year. So, says the Yerushalmi, so then the halacha is that they grow back. The halacha is that it's that kilu, it happened less than 3 years old, and besulah chosrin. What are you talking about? It happened already, and Beis Din's add on a month. What? Her body is dependent on the halachic calendar? And the Yerushalmi says, yes. Yes. Right? And where does the Shach quote this? As you might have guessed, the Shach quotes this in Ilchas Nida, where we know there's Vestos, the world of Vestos, for a woman who tries to predict when when she's going to have a Re'iyah. So we know there are three Vestos, that generally most women today have a Vesta She'eno Kavua, not a set cycle. So there are three Vestos that a woman has to be choshish about. Number one is the Haflaga, which makes a lot of sense. The interval. What was the interval between her last two cycles? So maybe that's going to be the interval between these two cycles. So, right, Veses, Onabeninus, which is basically maybe she's an average woman who has either a 30 or 31 day cycle. Shulchan Aruch says 30, Chavos Das says 31. Okay, but then there's the Veses Achodesh. If a woman sees dam this month on the 5th of the month, hey Iyar, and hey Sivan, right, or what's today? No, Cheshvan, right, a month later. What does that have to do with the calendar? Right, a woman's body might be linked to the Jewish calendar, goes by the Hebrew dates. So the Shach says, yeah, and the Shach says, this Yerushalmi. You see that a woman's body could be linked to the Hebrew calendar. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Tes. Kishem shekovaz veses ba'flaga miyamim shavim v'she'enam shavim. Ka kovaz b'me'ach chodesh. Even if this malin chaser, even if it's not the same interval, will be me'ach shavua shavim v'she'enam shavim v'chulu. And the Shach there quotes the Rashba, the Ra'ah, the whole discussion. V'hakol yemeis ha'chodesh, malei v'chasa l'chadashim l'sharim u'baros, l'fi tukune bezin. Shukom ha'she bezin shalamata osim, bezin shalamala maskimim imam. D'chsev ha'she tikru osam ha'te, she tikru atem bimo adam. V'yaf b'chidushe ha'guf kein. Also the bad physical. K'moshe darshu zal l'kel gomer elai, ha'pazik in Tehillim. K'tana ba'shalosh ha'shonav yamechad. Shenivala. Ein b'sulei chozrim nimnu bezdin v'yibru hashana b'sulei chozrim havelokel gomer alai Yerushalmi from Nedarim and the Rush de b'shipura. It's the shofar of the bezdin Talia Milsa. Unbelievable, right? So that's the that's the halacha, and that's the Shach quoting that. But that's the concept of b'sulei chozrim, which is mentioned here by Rav Shimon by Yochai. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So what did we just say? Rav Shimon Yochai has this shita in the Tanaim that if a woman converts, if a girl converts when she's less than 3 years old, a kohen is allowed to marry her. A kohen is allowed to marry her. And the other rabbanan say no. The most I'm going to give you is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says if both parents are converts, so then the kohen could marry this girl. But not if she converts, even if she's less than 3 years old. And then the other shitas are even more chamar, as we saw. Maybe you need one purebred parent, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, or you need the father, Rabbi Yehuda. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, right? That Me'ikar Adin, right? Even if both parents are Giyoros, the Kohanim, Nagu Silso, Batsman, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but the Kohanim were Machra, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's the Shulchan Aruch that we saw, meaning one parent. Chad Kohen Nasa Bas Gerim. One time there was a Kohen that married a girl who was the daughter of two Gerim converts. Also, Uv the Kumi Rabbi Yavo, so they come in front of Rabbi Yavo, Va'arbe al Safsila. He bends him down because he's about to give him Malkus. He bends him down on the bench. Or he's about to give him Malkus. So Amalia, which we just said what? He married a girl who Rabbi Yossi said was Mutter. Rabbi Yossi says that both parents are converts, it's okay. But this was that what happened. With Golagos and Yaakov, you know, they were the minnow. So Amalei Rabibi, Lokin Alfun, Rebbe Alachag Rabbi Yossi. One second. Didn't we learn that Alachag is like Rabbi Yossi? What are you putting him on the bench for? Amalei, Velo Kohanim Nogu Silso Batsman Golagos and Yaakov. But what, don't the Kohanim act, you know, like Golagos and Yaakov? That they don't allow this? Amalei, Vala Minnog Lokin? It's a minnog. Meikar Adin, we paskin, it's Mutter. What are you giving him Malkus for? What are you giving him Malkus for? Amalei, oh. In kach at chami mefayesli, if in this way you appease me, vana mukim le, and I'll stand them up. So what exactly does this mean? Right? Does it mean like, okay, I understand, like it was a mistake? Or the Rasilio says, oh, okay, could you help me get forgiveness from him for embarrassing him? Paisuhu v'yimcholi v'hineni ma'amido kidvarecha v'lo alkenu. Okay, but if you could help me out. Right, unclear what was the Hava Mina? He didn't know it was a minug. Maybe he thought that was the din, that there was some shemets of a din. Minta kaime, and once he stood him up, Amar Lei, so then this person said, Hova hutra ritsuaf ani mutarba. Oh, I guess if you didn't give me Malkus, I could even stay married to her. Right, I'm not, it's not like, oh, you even said you should get divorced. If I, you know, I could stay married to her, and that's what, and that's Pasha's what he did, right? That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Mashma Mutarani Bala Kaima, the Ein Sarich Lagarsha. And that's exactly what we started off today's shir in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Lechat Chila, right? Nagu Kohanim Silso Ba'atzman, that's what we just saw, in Simon Zayin and Eved Ezer. Lechat Chila, not to marry a girl whose both parents are converts, but if he marries her, so then they could stay married. We don't say that, like the other shitas. Let's say a Kohen marries a girl like Rav Shimon Yochai, we might not say that, meaning a convert less than 3 years old. I had that Shiloh once, about 20 years ago. A guy was going out, a guy was on a second marriage, and he finally found a girl, and he found out that she converted when she was two. She was two. I said, I don't think we pass like Rav Shimon Yochai. So, but I don't remember what happened. But Afani Mutter, so that's the language. Ijik Hutru Haritsua, in this context, is literal, right? The whip has been loosened. the belt, the ritzu has been loosened. And therefore, since it's been loosened, I'm not going to get malchus, I'm going to stay married. That language is, though, used figuratively in other contexts, meaning it's the whole thing has fallen apart. Hutra haritzua, that's a language that's used by poskim. Hutra haritzua, the whole thing has fallen apart. So here is maybe the source of this concept, because it's literally the ritzua that he was about to get malchus for has been loosened, and nothing to worry about. We could talk a lot about tshuva and chet, but we'll continue first. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi bar Oshia, Maisa b'mishpacha b'dorim sheikaren ala irer. There was a family in the south that people started talking about. Karnel of irer, meaning they assumed that there was something in their lineage that maybe doesn't make them allowed for Kohanim. Vishalach. Rabbi sent, Rabbi Yonasi sent somebody named Ruminas to check it out, do the research. And he found out that their grandmother had converted at less than 3 years old. And they were Rabbi was Machshir. Why was he Machshir Lekahuna? Right, this whole family, they said, oh, there's something going on. So he did the research. This is what it was. And he was Machshir. So two pshatim of the story. Rabbi Oshia Amar Krib Shimon Hechshira. It must be that Rabbi is following Rashbi, because that's what happened. The grandmother converted less than 3 years old, so it must be that that's why Rabbi was Machshir, because he was following Rabbi Shimon Shita. Amar Rav Zeira, no, Divrei Hakol, hi hacha. Right, no, it's Divrei Hakol. What do you mean Divrei Hakol? Why Divrei Hakol? Damar Rav Zeira, b'shem Rabbi Ada bar Achua, Rabbi Yuda Matiba, b'shem Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to give you a parallel, Rav Zeira says. Vlad Bogeres Kasher. We know a Kohen Gadol is supposed to marry a Na'ara, 12 to 12 and a half. What if he marries a Bogeres, right? And we say that's Bogeres doesn't have Sulam Gemurah, and the Gemara assumes. Bidi Eved, if a Kohen marries a Bogeres, their child is not a Chalala, right? Even though if a Kohen marries a Grusha, the child is a Chalala. If a Kohen marries a Chalutza, it's a Chalala Midurabanan. But if a Kohen marries a Bogeres, it's not. Why? Because that's not a Lo Sase, that's an Ase. It's a negative act. We're not allowed to marry based on the aseh. So what do you learn from there? If you violate, there's no psul kahuna from an offspring that came from an avera that's only based on a mitzvah aseh. Right, not based on a los aseh. From a los aseh, then there's halal is created, right? An iser grusha. But if it's just based on the aseh, so then there is no halal, right? There's no halal. The language of the Rechai Kanievsky ain't halal ella michayve lavin lo michayve aseh. So that's why if a Kohen marries a Bogeres, he's not supposed to, but the child, nothing can be wrong with the child. But we compare that to here also. That's why Rebbe said, you're right, the grandmother. The grandmother did something wrong. The grandfather who married the grandmother who converted less than 3 years old, he did an avera. He violated an isser, right? But that's based on an aseh. Meaning what? This daya is not holding that it's from the isser of zona. Zona is an isser. Isha zona v'chala lo yikachu. But maybe there's a different makar, right? V'dichvasa. Maybe he learns it from the word besula here also. Ki im besula me'am av yikach isha v'lo giores. A different trasha. So the Isser Giyores flows from the Aseh, so therefore all the children are fine. There's nothing wrong with the offspring. The grandmother did something wrong, okay, but that shouldn't affect the family. So that's what Reb Zeira says. Reb Zeira says, Rebbe didn't say this machshir, this family, just based on Reb Shimon Shita. No, we don't pass like Reb Shimon Shita. He said a little different call, because even if the grandmother did something wrong, that's not a problem. Call los Aseh, Rami Koach Aseh, Asehu. Again, this is against the Gemara, the Mishnah. In Yevamos, the Mishnah Yevamos, Daf Samach Aleph in the Bavli says a Giyores is Nachshev Zona, right? So therefore, that would be a Losa say. So do you assume that there's a Machlokas here, Bavli Yerushalmi? Maybe. The Marafolda says maybe it depends. A regular Giyores is Nachshev Zona, but the Rabbi Shimon's Giyores, I mean Pchusa Migimel Shana, maybe that's not learned out from Zona. That's learned out from this pasuk. We pass on its Aser also. But maybe that, Chusim, the Gibel Shanim, is not learned out from Zona, but that's learned out from this pasuk. That's a pasuk. If you look at the Ha'aris of the Marafolda here on the side, Avon is Gaira la'achar, Shalosh Shanim, Ha'ari b'cheska Zona, V'halos ha'seh mefurishba, right? Af bita asura, right? That's his suggestion. Maybe try to make a little shalom between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, but Pashas, it's machlokes. Okay, so we have machlokes, Reb Oshi and Reb Zeira, in interpretation of the story of Rebbe. Rebbe was machshir this family, whose great-great-grandmother, you know, converted, Pchusa mi gimel shanim. Is it only because, according to Rashbi, or no? Even if the grandmother did something wrong, that's not going to create problems, though, for the kids. So Gemara says, hey, Sev, Rav Oshi says, I don't know if Reb Zeira is right. Not everybody who comes from an illicit relationship from an asay is mutter to a kohen. Hari darsheni shel mitzri. We know third generation Egyptian. Right, the pasuk says in Kiseitzi, banim asher yivaldu lem dar shlishi yavo lem b'kal Hashem. Third generation Egyptian is allowed to marry in. What about a second generation Egyptian? That offspring cannot marry a kohen. Yet, even though it's only based on an asay. Banim asher yivaldu lem dar shlishi, it's an asay. So you see this offspring that can't marry a kohen, even though it's from an asay. Hari darsheni shel mitzri hari balos asay shabam mikoach asay asayhu. Right, this offspring is asur. So what's the Gemara's answer? No, there's a difference. That's an asay that applies to all Jews. That's not a kohen thing, right? Even a Yisrael can't marry a second generation Egyptian. Chazer aboshi aviyamar. Again, we don't have this nowadays because all the nations were mixed up, and if somebody goes finds an Egyptian today and she converts, you know, a nowadays Egyptian, that's mutter. That's not, it's not the Egyptians of old. But Chazer aboshi aviyamar, lo dami, asay b'Yisrael, asay sheba kohanim. Asay sheba Yisrael, asur b'kol. An asay that applies to all Jews, that's a more chamor asay. Like the Isser by Mitzri, and therefore that offspring could be Asser to a Kohen. Right, and therefore it would be Mutter, and there wouldn't be an issue. Adkan, the parenthetical discussion of our Masechta relating to who a Kohen could marry. Why is this here? Because again, the Mishnah mentions Gioros and their status in terms of Bikurim. So then the Mishnah quoted some other halachas, and then we discussed that a little bit. But again, we saw halach lamaisa, what the halacha is. The minhag is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, me'ikar adin like Rav Yossi. We don't pass in like Rabbi Shimon. We don't pass in lakula like Rabbi Shimon. We only go so far. Vaiter. Ha'putrapin v'ha'eved v'ashliach v'ha'isha. V'chulu. All of these people are excluded from bringing Bikurim. And again, I think the biggest chiddush is shliach. Shliach. Why not shliach? Shlucho shtalad v'kamoso. A shliach can't say, it's my land. Asher nasatali. Even no matter how, you know, close we would connect the shliach and the mishaleach, this halacha reflects that there's still a difference. There's still a difference between a shliach and a mishaleach, and it's only kimoso, but it's not mamish. It's not mamish. That's what Bikurim needs, actual owner. So shalah, shliach, let's talk about shliach. Are you allowed to send Bikurim through a shliach? You have to take it yourself? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Bishalikdan l'shalchan b'yad acher. When are you allowed to send Bikurim through a shliach? This is something new. If when you harvested it, you had in mind that you're not going to make the trip, you're going to send it to the Beis HaMikdash with a shliach. That's when you are allowed to send it with a shliach. He can't do the kriya we just saw. But then you're not doing anything wrong. Avalim lahavian hu, lo yishalchan b'yad acher. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan says, if when I pick these Bikurim, I had in mind, I'm going to take these to the Beis HaMikdash. And then I decide, you know what, I'm not allowed to send it with a shliach then. V'lo mechasolei. And no, when this was quoted, when Rabbi Yossi quoted this, he didn't give a reason. He didn't finish. Rabbi Yonah mechasolei. Rabbi Yonah gave a reason. What's his reason? He quotes it again and then gives a reason. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Oshia, B'shalikdan l'shalcham b'yad acher. When are you allowed to... Again, send it with a shliach when you have that in mind always. Why? Unbelievable. If you picked it for, and then you planned yourself to go to Yerushalayim, then that's a Bikurim that will be able to have a full-fledged, you bring it and you say the Pesukim in the Beis HaMikdash. You could say the Kriya. The second that there are Bikurim that have the potential that the Pesukim should be said, if you don't say those psukim, the bikurim are usur forever. And therefore, if when I pick them, I had in mind that I'm sending it with a shliach, then fine. Those bikurim were never potentially, the shliach cannot say the kriya. So these bikurim were never subject to kriya, so you just bring them and the kohen can eat them then, in the Beis HaMikdash. But if you plan to bring them, which means it was subject to the world of kriya mikra bikurim, and then you decide not to send it, those bikurim will be usur forever, because you need the kriya in order to matir those bikurim to the kohen. And that's why you're not allowed. If you had in mind to bring it yourself, you have to do it yourself. That's the chiddush. I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Emunah here just wonders, interesting question. He says, when are bikurim called bikurim? At the harvest? Remember, when do we do the bikurim? Right when it starts growing, you put a ribbon on it and you say, Harezeh bikurim. So it's interesting that that's not the crucial moment though. So you have to have it in mind by the, when you put the little ribbon on, when it's, no. That's when it's called bikurim. But the Gemara clearly here says, what's the key moment for this kavana? Kitzira, the harvesting. Okay. Amar Rabbi Mana, Avagav Dala, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Hada Milsa, Amar Dechvase. Rabbi Mana says, even though Rabbi Yossi was the first one, even though he didn't give a reason, he agrees to this reason. He agrees to this reason. Right? What did we just say? Rabbi Yossi quoted it, and then Rabbi Yonah gave the reason. So Gemara says Rabbi Yossi does agree to this reason, you see from the following story. Amar Zeir Rabbi Yasa. Now here, I remember, Ad Kadis Amris, Hada Milsa de Raboshia, when we said over this statement of Raboshia, this halacha that we just said, that you have to have in mind originally, V'yom Rabbi Yossi Brechanina Mastisa Pliga. And Rabbi Yossi Brechanina asked, hey, doesn't the Mishnah later on argue? Because what does the Mishnah later on say? Hifrish bikur v'yachakach machar sadeyu. What if I pick bikurim, I pick my fruit, and then I sold my entire field? So then the halacha is maybe ve'inokore. When I go to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to bring them, but I can't say the psukim anymore. The field that you gave me, it's not mine anymore. So you can't, that's what the Mishnah says. But one second, how would you be able to do that? How would you be able to do that in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, you know, you bring it, but according in that case, when you picked it, you had the field, so it was subject to kriya, so now it's going to be usher forever. So what are you bringing it for? It's going to be usher forever anyway. So isn't that Mishnah Akasha? Kaimua, and then the answer given, Rabbi Yossi gave the answer, Bishanazan Daito, Limkar, Mishar Rishona. If when you picked it, you always had in mind that you were going to sell this field before you went to the Beis HaMikdash, then it was never subject to kriya. Right, but what do you see from there? You see from there that he holds this chilek. That it depends on, you know, what your kavana was by the harvest. Okay, we're in the middle of this, but this is a crucial. Shows you the importance of the kriya. You don't need the kriya if you never had the potential of it. But once you have the potential for it, then you got to do it. Okay, we'll have to stop here.